I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. In countries that oppose Christianity, the pandemic is making persecution worse for Bible translators. Tabitha Price is the Vice President of Translation Services for Wycliffe Associates.
Often, it's just an opportunity to take advantage of what's already there. So the government is already vigilant about certain kinds of gatherings. And then once the pandemic hits, it's like, okay, we can add that to the reasons why you can't gather. Once it's discovered that they're Christians working on a Bible translation, they could be persecuted for their involvement in something Christian.
Wycliffe Associates helps Bible translators avoid the authorities' unwanted attention by giving them tools to work from home. While WA's main focus is technology support and training, they also sent physical aid to translation teams this summer. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Christians celebrated the birth of Christ yesterday, Emmanuel, God with us. But not everyone wants to hear this message. Sammy Tippett of Sammy Tippett Ministries.
When we talk about anything else, we don't get a lot of flack. But once we start talking about that, and the whole Christmas message is about God in human flesh. And so I don't know for sure because Facebook won't tell you. But what it appears is that because I'm proclaiming Jesus as God come in human flesh, they have gotten complaints and they have stopped our ability, disabled our ability to boost any videos.
Tippett has been producing a series of Christmas-themed discipleship videos, translating them into different languages. Learn more about this program at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.